Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I hope you are having a wonderful day, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening that you're listening to this. I am excited to be back, and I am excited to have you here to listen to me once again. I have another question for you. That's like my favorite thing to say. I do it on my TikTok when I come on. I'm like, I have a question for you. That's just my way of letting you know to open up your mind and let your thoughts start to ruminate on some things without judgment, okay? So here's the question. Have you ever considered how setting boundaries could transform your relationships and enhance your mental well-being? That's right. We're going in that direction again today. We are talking about boundaries. Now, I know I did a boundary episode probably in season one. So I think we are due for a reminder of what boundaries are and why they are important. This may be something that I bring in every other season or something like that, because what I have found is a lot of women do not have the best relationship with boundaries, if they have a relationship with boundaries at all. So I feel like this is a topic that we can talk about time and time again, and it will never get old, and you will always find something new to implement in your life. Okay? So before we get there, I want to ask you if you are ready to feel empowered to indulge your truest passions. If you are saying yes, then you should definitely join my Cocoa and Champagne Circle, which is a judgment-free sisterhood focused on desire, not status. Now, I created this group because what I have found is I go to a lot of groups and it is focused on what you do, how much you make, networking, always business oriented. And I did not want to do that. We do not talk about what you do unless it comes up in conversation, but those little icebreakers, we're not talking about what you do. I want to know about you. The people there want to know about you. And this is probably the first time some of those that have joined actually have the spotlight on them. So some of the questions that I ask them really have them stumped, because we're not used to talking about ourselves in a certain type of way. So I definitely want you to secure your spot. The link is in the show notes. We are meeting the last Friday. Remember what day it was, the last Friday of the month. So for March, that'll be the 29th. And I have a special guest coming to have a conversation about something that we need to go ahead and talk more about. So definitely join us so you can see who the guest is, or join me on my social media because I've already shared who it is. Okay. Now, I also this month, because we're in Women's History Month, brought in a new segment called She's the One. So last episode we talked about Trisha Hershey, and I brought you a new person today. All right. Our She's the One for this Women's History Month is acclaimed author and activist Adrienne Marie Brown. With her book, Pleasure Activism, Adrienne makes the case for cultivating joy, ease, and collective care as essential to transforming society for the better. She guides us as Black women in claiming pleasure as an antidote to the grind culture that tells us we don't deserve rest. Y'all see, there's a theme here. Adrienne's workshops and writings help us reframe activism as profoundly collaborative, healing-centered, and focused on sustainable outcomes that benefit everyone. She generously shares rituals, meditations, and frameworks for slowing down, tuning into our bodies, connecting deeply with partners, and intentionally experiencing more sensory pleasure. Adrienne empowers us to push back against forces that don't honor our agency over our minds, bodies, and spirits. We honor this International Women's Month for spreading a message of sensual joy, radical Oh, we honor her. Yeah, I miss the word her. For spreading a message of sensual joy, radical self-love, and communal care. I was like, that sentence does not make sense. And I forgot the word her. So Pleasure Activism is one of my favorite books. It really is. And I'm going to put it in the show notes. It really opened up my mind about how I want to experience life and how I want to experience myself in my life. So if you have not listened, read that book, I definitely encourage you to do it. Okay. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's topic. Let's talk about boundaries. Boundaries play an enormous role in you having healthy relationships and increasing your self-esteem. So they empower you to define your limits and prioritize what your needs are. So by establishing clear boundaries, you create space for respect, a space to be authentic, and personal growth, because that's what we want to do. We don't want to stay stagnant. We want to continue to grow as individuals, correct? I hope you're saying correct. What are boundaries? Boundaries are the invisible lines we establish to define our personal limits, our needs, our values in relationships, interactions, and various things going on in our life. They are a guideline for how we expect to be treated and how we will treat other people. So boundaries aren't just to deter other people. It's to put ourselves in place as well. And I want to talk about a few ways that boundaries contribute to maintaining healthy relationships and supporting your self-esteem. So we have clarity and respect. Boundaries are going to provide clarity to you and to anyone else in your atmosphere about your limits, your preferences, and your expectations. When I'm working with clients, one of the first things we always talk about are boundaries, expectations, and non-negotiables. Because if you're just out here floating, doing whatever, and you have no guidelines, then it's hard to shift how you're feeling. It's hard to shift how people are treating you, and it's hard to shift how you treat yourself. So that's where we always start. And I always recommend circling back maybe once a month or once a quarter to make sure that things are still the same, because we change. We're ever evolving, right? Now, when you start clearly communicating your boundaries, you set your personal stage for respectful interactions where those around you understand and they honor what you need and your need for autonomy. And it's also going to foster healthier, more authentic relationships because it's built on respect and understanding, not just a whole bunch of assumptions. Self-worth and empowerment. When you establish and uphold your boundaries, it's an act of self-care and self-respect. How you manage, how you treat yourself, and how other people treat you, self-care. Foundational self-care, not the getting your nails done, getting your feet done type situation, but foundational self-care. It's going to reflect a recognition of your worth and your value, and that you acknowledge your needs and your well-being matter. We teach people how to treat us. So if someone engages with you and you don't have boundaries, it kind of gives the message that you don't value yourself, unfortunately, even if it's something you've never been taught. So by setting these boundaries, you assert your right to prioritize yourself, your self-care, your mental health, and that's going to increase your self-esteem and give you a stronger sense of self-worth. And healthy dynamics, boundaries, just they're a crucial role in maintaining balance and harmony in any of your relationships, whether it's with family, friends, coworkers, strangers. It just creates balance. And I love balance. I'm a Libra. It prevents resentment, burnout, codependency, enmeshment with people, by ensuring that your interactions, it's mutual and it's reciprocated. The energy that you are putting into someone, they are also putting it into you. And also the relationship that you have with this person is consensual. Y'all know that some people be having these one-sided relationships out here where maybe it's like, oh, we're in a relationship. And you're like, I no, we're not, and they keep moving like y'all are in a relationship, that's not a consensual relationship. A lot of friendships are very one-sided and not consensual, whether it's on your end or someone else's, where you are showing up as a bomb-ass friend for this person and they don't show up the same. It's not reciprocated and it's not consensual. They don't want to be your friend. They probably just don't want to tell you. And I think those are some relationships that we really need to double down and look on. Where do I need to amplify my boundaries? Because in relationships, when boundaries are respected, the relationships are more likely to thrive and everybody in it feels valued, heard, and supported. Like, I'm pretty sure listening to this right now, you can identify more than one relationship where you don't feel valued, where you don't feel heard, and you don't feel supported. Yet you continue to show up in that relationship. Why? Why are you still showing up in that relationship? I'm pretty sure it aligns with lack of boundaries. It's not a bad thing, but now that you know better, are you going to do better? Questions. So let's talk about a little bit of the connection between boundaries and self-care, because ultimately everything that I do is going to double down on you caring for yourself. So you're going to preserve your energy and your emotional resources. Boundaries allow you to conserve the energy and emotional resources by prioritizing not just activities, but relationships and commitments that are important to you, that align with your values, that allow you to have a thriving well-being. Okay, by saying no to excessive demands and toxic situations, toxic people, you're creating space for more self-nurturing activities that help you recharge and rejuvenate you. So remember, we talked about no, using the word no, complete sentence without any type of explanation. And it's funny talking about preserving energy. Some of my business friends, we meet once a month, and I've made some shifts. And so when I jump on, we always talk about what we've been up to. And I'll say what I've been up to, and I'll be like, that's all. And they'll always say, oh, that's all. You're actually doing a lot. And for me, the things that I'm doing don't feel like a lot because anything that's unnecessary and doesn't feel good to me, I have started moving out. I don't do those things. I say no. I'm honed in on my no. And so all, even though it may seem on the outside that I'm doing a lot of things, it's a lot of things that I really enjoy. And so it doesn't feel like it's taking up a lot of space. It doesn't feel like a lot. I'm happy, you know? We're going to continue to promote emotional well-being through boundaries. Their boundaries are essential for safeguarding your mental and emotional health. Okay, so when you start establishing limits on what you're willing to tolerate or engage with, you start creating this, I like to think of it as a bubble that's going to create a barrier against stress, negativity, and anyone trying to drain you emotionally. This is going to create a sense of emotional balance, resilience, inner peace, and overall a good well-being. And that's what I tell people when they start working with me. Every single client that I've had, I'm like, look, you're going to get to a place in your life where you're going to experience loss, you're going to experience grief, you're going to experience pain, because these shifting elements are really hard to do. But when you get to the other side of this and you see how your life looks, you see how you feel on the inside, everything about you and your relationships gets better. You create, I literally say, you create this bubble of just real goodness inside, and you become unfuckwithable. Why? Because you have put in so much time and work to get to this place that there's no way that you want to let one person come and take all that away from you and have you start over. This is a forever evolving thing, and what you don't want is to be set back. This is not my car broke down, it'll take a couple weeks for my car to get back up and running and we're good to go. No, this is, I've been working on myself for the last 2 or 3 years and I'm better than I was, but there's still so much further to go. You will not take me back to where I was, because I know how much work I got to do to get back here. Okay, so that's what creating boundaries does for you. And it also encourages self-compassion. When you set boundaries that involve prioritizing you and your needs and practicing self-compassion, it allows you to stop and take a step back and rest and get support when you need to, without feeling guilty or judging yourself or thinking that you're weak. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you need to. By enlisting and help, getting what you need in the moment, that's love. That is self-love. And when you honor your boundaries, you are demonstrating to those around you, not just friends and family, but also your kids, right? That you have self-respect and that you're cultivating a nurturing relationship within yourself, which is going to create a greater self-acceptance and compassion, which ultimately, that's all we want. We want to be able to, well, that's not all we want. We want to be able to accept ourselves, but we also want other people to accept us. But we want people that matter to accept us. I'm going to go ahead and say it. People that matter to accept us. And not the us that we used to be, that was in pain or that didn't understand or that just kind of was out here doing whatever. We want people that appreciate and accept us along the journey and where we're going without making it about them. Okay. Now let's talk about some tips for setting boundaries. Identify your limits. You have to take time to reflect on what you need, what you value, and what your priorities are in the different areas of your life. So that's with friends, with family, your spiritual life, your financial life, your physical workout, your health, like all of these different areas, you have to take some time to think about what you want in them because it may not be the same in each one. You have to identify situations and behaviors that make you feel uncomfortable, that drain you, and make you feel resentful. So knowing your limits is the first step to effective boundaries. And the only way that you can know this is you have to spend time by yourself with yourself. And that is where people fall off because you're afraid to be alone. You're afraid to be alone because you don't know what's going to come up in your mind. And when I say alone, I mean quiet. I mean no reading, no TV, no podcast, no talking to people. You yourself sitting down and just being with you. That's an exercise that I have my clients do. And when I tell you, they give me a run for my money when I tell them to do that. They get so mad at me and they go through so many emotions. But when they actually do the exercise, because some of them, it takes them a while to do it. But when they finally do it and they come back to me after, there is a lot of like realizations. And it's something that they decide that they want to incorporate more into their life. So that's where it starts. Getting comfortable with you. Another practical tip is being able to communicate clearly and assertively. When you're expressing your boundaries, you have to be direct, you have to be specific, and you have to be assertive. You want to use I statements. I need you to do X, Y, and Z. I feel X, Y, and Z. This is going to help you express your needs, your preferences without blaming people or criticizing people. Them I statements, that is number one on our therapy checklist. Make sure you use I statements because you're taking ownership of what you're feeling. You want to practice clear communication, both verbally and non-verbally, to make sure your boundaries are understood and respected. Non-verbal is so important because it is majority of how we communicate with people. One thing that my partner says about me is I could say something, but the truth is on my face. Like, he could tell everything that he needs to know by looking at my face. And that I'm still working on. But just make sure that your verbal and your nonverbal align. Don't say you want to do something when it's very clear that you don't want to do it. Okay? Or say no that you don't want to do something when it's very clear that you want to. Be clear, be specific. This next one, enforce consequences. Setting boundaries without consequences can lead to you just being ignored or disregarded. You have to be prepared to enforce consequences when your boundaries are violated, not just for other people, for yourself too, because you know that you be overstepping your line in the sand. So whether it's calmly reiterating your boundary, whether it's taking a step away from the situation or setting like more stringent, firmer limits, you have to enforce consequences because that's going to reinforce the importance of respecting your boundaries. If you don't say that this is not okay and this is the consequence, people are going to keep doing it over and over again. Why not? There's no reason not to. You just do a lot of talking. She ain't gonna do nothing. So they're gonna keep pushing you. I'm gonna leave that there, okay? So I do want to touch on a few actionable steps for different areas of your life. And these are areas that are more prominent and probably a good place to start with your boundaries. The first one is at work. So again, we want to set clear boundaries. You want to communicate your workload capacities. You want to communicate your deadlines and your boundaries to your supervisor and your colleagues, because we don't even have to go there. We know how they do. Okay, you have to express what you can realistically accomplish, and you need to negotiate the priorities when necessary. Let's not just be taking on whatever because whatever. You want to bring back in that assertive language. You want to practice using it when you're declining extra tasks or you're setting your limits on your availability. So you want to use phrases like, I appreciate the opportunity, but my plate is full. Can we possibly talk about this later? Those are sentences and phrases that are hard to say at work. You definitely gonna have to practice, okay? This is going to help maintain professional boundaries while still being collaborative, and everyone's not going to like it. That gives you information about what your next steps need to be. You want to establish a work-life balance. You have to set boundaries around work hours and personal time, especially for those of us that are business owners. You know, there's no clock, we can go and go and go. We could get to it. You don't want to answer. You want to avoid your work emails, calls outside of hours, unless it's an emergency. And in an emergency, you want to have systems set up. You got to communicate your availability to colleagues, to clients, to patients, to ensure they respect your personal time. Because if you don't respect it, what the heck they going to respect it for? You going to answer. I had a situation where I was on vacation for a week, and a client, she sent an email talking about, you know, she was, something had went down and she was struggling and she needed to talk. And when we had the next session, she brought it up and, you know, she was like, I really needed you. I said, okay, well, let's talk about some ways that you can kind of settle yourself and ground yourself until you can talk to me again and get the support that you need. We did a safety plan. And one thing that she said about me was like, I respect that. I respect that you stuck to your boundaries because your vacation is your vacation. Because I don't work with anyone that's in serious crisis. Now, serious crisis is different. I would have to have a different plan. But they know, right? Like, I've been working with some of my clients long enough. And for her to share, I really respect that. I'm showing her in real time by example, because we're working on her boundaries too, what it's like to withhold, to enforce your boundaries. Okay. Now in relationships, you have to express what you need. You have to openly communicate your emotional and physical boundaries to your partner, because what they don't know, they can't provide. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. You have to let them know what behaviors are acceptable and what's crossing the line in the sand for you. A lot of us are not doing that, and I know, because that's what's coming through my door. That's what's coming in my therapy practice, individuals and couples. Oh, I feel like they should just know. No, let's X that statement out of 2024. They should just know. No one should just know anything about you. Probably you don't know about you either, which is why you're giving someone else the responsibility of knowing you, because you don't know you. Let's do better, okay? Establish mutual respect. You want to ensure that both you and your partner respect each other's boundaries. That builds intimacy, because it's going to create a space for open dialogue, someone to actually listen. Y'all need to be listening to each other. Listen to hear, not listen to respond, to address any conflicts or misunderstandings that are going on. And also practice empathy and understanding when you're talking about really sensitive things. Does that mean that your feelings won't get hurt? No. Does that mean that you won't get angry? No. but you can also still show up to the conversation in a respectful manner. And then in those relationships, continue to reinforce boundaries consistently. Consistently reinforcing your boundaries through your words and your actions, especially if the boundary is crossed, is going to reinforce that respect. And it's going to reinforce that you don't play about your boundaries and you mean what you say. And if they want to continue to maintain a healthy and like harmonious relationship with you, they got to fall in line. Because if not, then you have another conversation that you need to be having. And social settings. Let's talk about social settings. So prioritize your self-care. You want to take ownership of your social calendar. You want to prioritize events that are exciting to you, that add to your energy level, not drain. And if it doesn't, then you want to politely decline. You don't want to go just to go, because we're not overextending ourselves. If it's not a hell yes, then it's a no, and you need to go ahead and decline. Be very selective about your time. Recognize that time and energy are valuable resources and they're things that you cannot get back. So you have to be selective with what you're doing when you're going to these social engagements, because why are you going if you don't want to be there? Start aligning with things that are a priority of you and your well-being. And we're bringing up social media again. You got to set these limits on social media. You want to establish boundaries around social media to protect your mental health and your personal time, because you could doom scroll and hours will be gone. So remember setting maybe some specific times for scrolling, unfollowing and muting accounts that cause you stress. And let's go back to real in-person interactions over virtual ones. Maybe kind of sort of. That's what I'm doing. This year I have been very intentional about doing some things in person at least once a month. So just try it. We outside again, okay? And so when you implement these strategies, you're going to be able to assert your boundaries effectively. And that's just these three areas of your life. But you'll find that when in other areas, it kind of starts to trickle over because you're building a habit. Now, I kind of want to touch on clear communication and self-advocacy. You want to have clarity. You want to be able to clearly articulate your needs when you're communicating and speaking up for yourself, your preferences and your boundaries. You want to use specific language and give people examples. Like throughout this episode, I have been giving you examples of certain things. You got to do the same so that people can connect the dots. You want to avoid mixed messages so that they can understand what you're saying. It gets frustrating when you're trying to say something they don't understand. Now you confused. Now y'all are frustrated. And you want to clarify the expectation and the outcome so that there's no misunderstandings or any conflict. We're going to go back to assertive. Be assertive when expressing your boundaries and speaking up for yourself without being aggressive or passive. They're two different things. Okay, so we're talking more about confidence and standing on what you're saying. You don't have to be mean about it and you don't have to be passive aggressive, because that is annoying. We all know someone that's passive aggressive. You want to use confident body language, eye contact, and speak firm, but be respectful, because tone is everything when you're talking to someone. And again, just practice saying no without feeling guilty about it. Be firm in your no, because it's part of your self-care and your boundary setting. And consistency. You have to consistently reinforce this. You have to consistently tell people through your words and your actions so that you can establish the trust and respect with people. And don't waver. Do not waver or make exceptions on your boundaries, because if you do it once, they're going to expect you to do it again and again and again. So unless there is like a true valid reason for it, which 9 times out of 10 it's not, don't do it. And then just be consistent in advocating for yourself and maintaining your boundaries across your life, not just in social settings with friends, with family, and at work, like across the board. Start speaking up for yourself. Now, some challenges and fears that you are going to come across when you are setting your boundaries. There's the fear of conflict. You may hesitate to set boundaries because you're afraid that it's going to lead to conflict or confrontation. You're going to be worried about damaging relationships or being perceived as selfish or unreasonable. And I might do an episode on conflict, because conflict, going to a workshop, I found out conflict is a part of self-care. So we may talk about that, but that's a boundary that you may find yourself coming up against, and it's normal. Fear of rejection. Okay, you may feel that asserting your boundaries will lead to rejection or abandonment by others. This is a fact. Being worried that expressing yourself and your needs and your limitations is going to be met with disapproval and withdrawal of affection or support is an honest feeling, and it is possible that it would happen. I'm pretty sure it's guaranteed that it's going to happen. We just have to get the necessary skills to deal with those emotions. That's when we start talking about the grief and the loss, okay? And guilt and obligation. You're probably going to feel guilt and obligation when it comes to setting boundaries. And you may struggle with saying no because you feel responsible for others' happiness, or you don't want to disappoint them or let them down because we've got that people pleaser in us, right? So those are some of the things that may come up or have come up for you when it comes to setting boundaries, especially with those that are close to you, with your family, with your kids, with some of your closest friends. But I'm going to give you some solutions, okay? Self-reflection and self-validation. Start by acknowledging and validating your own needs and feelings and talking nice to yourself. You have to recognize that when you're setting boundaries with people, it's not selfish. It's essential for your well-being. It's essential for you to be able to have these healthy relationships with people. And by reflecting on your values and priorities, you can remind yourself that it's okay to focus on you and what you need. Again, assertiveness. Practice being assertive. Practice those skills. This is not something that everyone just has grown up with and seen in their life. Practice makes progress. So when you build your assertive skills to effectively communicate your boundaries, you're going to increase your confidence and you're going to increase your clarity. Okay, when you practice your assertive communication techniques, by using like assertive body language, I statements, being calm, using a respectful tone, you're going to notice a shift in how people interact with you. It's not something that you're just going to start doing today if you don't regularly do it, okay? And set small goals. Don't leave this episode thinking, I'm going to the top of the mountain when it comes to boundaries. It's not going to work like that. Your body and your energy levels are going to take a hit because this is hard. This is hard to do. Okay. So start small and gradually build your boundary setting skills. So you want to set our SMART goals. You want to make sure they're achievable in the different areas of your life, whether it's at work, relationships, social settings, environment, health related. You want to make sure that they are achievable in small chunks, and then celebrate your success and learn from any setbacks. Remember that this boundary setting process journey, you're going to learn. It's a learning process, okay? So that's going to help combat with the obstacles that we talked about, right? Your guilt, your fear of rejection, fear of conflict. One little piece at a time is going to get you a long way, because what we want is for you to see the proof that you can do this and it's going to lead to a better life. Okay. So I gave you a lot of information. It's a lot of good gems, and it's also actionable steps in here for you to start today. And I want you to leave this episode understanding that boundaries are not a bad thing. It's necessary. It's not about shutting people down or shutting out or building like these tall walls. It's more about creating healthy relationships, to have authentic connections, to show self-respect and your overall well-being. And so I encourage you to kind of reflect on what boundaries mean to you and how you can start enhancing them with your life. And take the time to identify what areas you need to set clear boundaries and commit to making those baby steps. Because you may find that there are certain areas where you're really good. Like, I have some clients at work, they are on their shit when it comes to boundaries. It's when they get home that they struggle. Okay? And remember, it's okay to get support, whether it's from friends, family, going to a therapist, going to a coach. Having support is going to be very helpful as you navigate this journey. So I want you to make a commitment to yourself to prioritize your mental health, to prioritize your life experience by setting and maintaining these healthy boundaries. And when you do that, you're not only honoring yourself, but you're also creating so much more space for deeper connections, greater fulfillment, and an overall balanced life, because you deserve that, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed talking about it because I just, like I said, there's so many people that don't understand or haven't had relationships with boundaries, and they're very important as a foundational step to a satisfying life. So thank you all for listening. Now make those ideas a reality and prioritize the pleasure you deserve. Please rate, review, and share so more women can discover this community. I appreciate you being on this journey with me to greater satisfaction as Black women. Until next time, bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.